producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon, riding shotgun alongside Todd the Radio God Mitchell. We're glad to have you listening, however you're listening. Maybe it's on that iHeartRadio app. Take that with you about anywhere, even on vacation, for crying out loud.
Came in great at Cancun. I'm not positive it was supposed to, but it did.
I'm going to use it in New York City here in a month or so when Todd and some guest hosts are slaving over a hot microphone. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be shuttling around some fine listeners in New York City in the Big Apple over a couple of days. They're 1st through the 5th of December. So that's one way to listen. Of course, you can have your radio on the legendary Voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. Could be in the morning, could be at night. Replayed most evenings 7 till 9 all across the Northern Plains, which is great. AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090, KTGO, booming to the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson. However you're listening, we appreciate it. You can download the podcast on whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot of ways to join us. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is the place you pick up the phone and call us, text us, and you can do that anytime. And when you call, you have an option. One, leaves us a message with your comments. Two, is a way for you to chat with us live on the air. We really prefer that, but we'll take anything. If you're busy and just want to leave your comment, get rolling, that's fine too. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And by the way, the Big Flavor Tour is today in East Grand Forks at the Hugo's Supermarket location, 3 until 6. Tomorrow in the Crookston location of Hugo's from 3 until 6. And you can get rough cut bacon for $3.48 a pound, Cloverdale's rough cut bacon, which is just the best. Ham patties for $2.68. Smoked brats, two packs for $6. Great, great deal. Paul Ryan is officially Speaker of the House. He is a congressman from Wisconsin. He is currently chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. He was Mitt Romney's vice presidential candidate. And by the way, he loves to hunt in North Dakota. Did you know that? I've interviewed the now Speaker a few times, and whenever I do, he always talks about deer hunting in North Dakota. So he is, he's graced us with his presence before doing a little bit of hunting. I'm glad to see Paul Ryan as Speaker. I think it's time for a fresh start, fresh change, and I think he brings that. I think there's obviously, when you're a chairman and in leadership, some sense that, okay, he's just another establishment, you know, Republican who's in charge. Time will tell on all of that. But I'm not going to sit back and grumble and say, oh, he's made terrible, awful. I think it's great. And I think, by the way, the fact that there were some factions that were growing, some of them, the more conservative members saying, you know, they wanted Boehner gone and, in a sense, forced this and gave their blessing, for lack of a better term, to Speaker Ryan. That's a good thing. I don't think that's a bad thing. Here's the deal. Here's what happens in my mind. This is how I've come to believe that it is better for conservatives to have their battles as conservatives within the caucus rather than say, screw you, we're just going to, you know, take our ball and go home. Because what happens then, a speaker who is trying to pass legislation, if he has a certain group of Republicans that are just always no, what's going to happen there? They're going to get some Democrats, and we're going to have legislation that we don't like. That could be better if Republicans, some of whom aren't going to like everything that's proposed, but can say, well, here's how I want to have the battle and the discussion and the rigorous debate within your own group and then support whatever comes out of it. It's like the Ronald Reagan classic line about, you know, I'll take half a loaf versus nothing. And if you have those battles as Republicans, and I think, you know, there were some things that were done that were not right about, you know, votes and just procedural things that needed to be fixed. And I think that was part of the negotiation and getting the support from the majority of the folks in that Freedom Caucus of Paul Ryan. He's got to fix some things. There's no doubt about that because some of these folks have not been treated well, but I think he will. So I'm glad he's there because I think it's a new face, it's a new era for the Republican brand, if you will, in Congress. Will it work or not? Time will tell. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and hope it works out. So that's my take on Paul Ryan. Wouldn't mind yours as well. Last hour we talked a little bit about the debate. If you want to weigh in on what you thought of the debate last night, that's fine as well. We also have a really important question on what's your favorite Halloween candy up on our Facebook page, because there is now a national survey over the best. And I guess essence of just sort of taking one for the team, Todd, I did try out during the break one of the candies just to spread my wings a little bit that made the list. And I hat tip to the Montanans. They picked Kit Kat, so I had a Kit Kat over the break.
Oh, I love Kit Kat.
I do, too. Dark chocolate. I'm usually not messing, ooh, not for messing with the regular flavor, but try that sometime. The dark chocolate version of Kit Kat. I really like that. So, and I also have an opinion. I've written about this, and I want to talk about this in detail, and I never seem to find the time to do it. The debacle that's happening at UND, now a third vote possibly necessary for the nickname because of how they've mishandled this, reminds me how much we crave common sense leadership at the universities of this great state. And I believe we ought to have a 10-year moratorium. And the 10-year moratorium says we're not hiring anybody unless they have North Dakota roots. You know, I've said from North Dakota. By that, I mean, you know, spent some time here, done some things here. You don't have to actually have been born here or anything that technical, but just, you know, have North Dakota roots. Have demonstrated some North Dakota common sense before you can run an institute of higher learning. There's so much of our money that goes into those institutions. And it's the one thing in my mind in this state that's not working, meaning the leadership of too many of our institutes of higher learning not working, prompting all kinds of battles with the legislature. So I want a 10-year moratorium that says you're not from North Dakota, you don't have a connection to North Dakota, don't even bother applying. I think that's one way we'd fix this mess. Call it the Tom Clifford rule. That's my thought, and I'm sticking to it. And I'd love to chat with you about it today on the program at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Some of my thoughts, now it's your turn. Preston in Findlay, North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I talked to you a while back. That was quite a while back. It was when Obama's first term. But this is kind of, I'm taking the what's on your mind thing to start quite literally. I was wondering how come there's no curriculum in school on how to, like, do things like taxes and other, like, things that you would normally come in contact with in adult life. And instead of, like, oh, dinosaurs were around 65 million years ago, I don't care about that. I would like to know what I got to do when I'm growing up and how I can, you know, make it a little easier so I don't have to learn it. You know, I can still learn it, but, like, not, it doesn't have to be such a pain to do it. And I'd like to hear you guys.
So you mean like a little exercise, Preston, where you're actually doing your taxes and actually going through the steps that it takes to do it. I mean, I would assume there's some explanation of taxes in what, social studies or economics class or something, right? I don't know.
I had never found anything like that. And I heard friends who have never gotten taught that or anything like that in school.
Is that
you
right?
Were busy handing out concert tickets to Montevideo, Scott. Do you remember doing a tax? I don't remember doing one.
That was Huron that I did the concert ticket to. Thank you for bringing up that blemish on my record.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was a Loverboy concert in Sioux Falls, and I sold the tickets to the cafeteria in Huron, home of the Tigers. Yeah. bad moment. Speaking of that,
you're really ashamed of that. And see, that strikes me as a capitalism thing, and that could be a good lesson for everybody.
I got a text from a friend, a fellow Montevideoan, by the way, that our principal down there, Ed Neister, who was a superintendent, passed away here just the other day. So, yeah, that little Montevideo connection. There's Loverboy. Thank you for that, by the way. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Preston, here, let me just say this. In premise, I couldn't agree with you anymore. Where our schools, public education, in addition to teaching the basics and preparing kids ultimately for college, need to worry about what about life, what about jobs, what about, you know, so I agree with you. We have an interview request into Kirsten Baszler to talk about these latest concerns over the proficiency in a couple of key areas that we're trying to work out on the schedule with her, and I'll add that to the list to talk a little bit about that, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Good questions. Thank you. Great to hear from Finley. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, see, I want to call my Paul Ryan. I used to think he would have been a good choice, but when he voted for this budget deal, this two-year budget deal, which essentially gives us an extra year of the bad bands running the country, that lost me. I mean, that is insanity at its highest level to put that budget up there, and he did not fight. I heard him on the Mark Levin show on your wonderful radio station sit there and say, we have ways to stop Obamacare. We can defund it. They didn't do it. He has not proved to be a fighter, as far as I'm concerned, as Boehner did. Nobody has they just do not stand up to him. I don't see him standing up to Barack Hussein Obama. And that's
anything. For one, Jim, he's just got the gavel a few seconds ago, so I don't know you can declare that he's not able to stand up. You could be critical of Boehner, and that's, I think, one of the reasons that Boehner's gone, but how do you criticize his leadership when he just got the gavel? More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Kevin Piper and his team at Piper's have got some incredible land auctions on the docket. If you go to Piper's.com, you'll see a full listing. They'd love to send you a catalog. Happy to do that, and all you got to do is give them a call, and they'll put you on the list, and then you'll get that as well. But Piper's Auction Company is the folks that have the exceptional farmland auctions. McLean, Eddie, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota, just a couple of examples of ones that are coming up soon. Exceptional crop and some pasture land. And again, if you want that complete catalog on all of those auctions, call Pipers. Here's the number, 877-700-4099, or view all of them at Pipers.com online, Pipers.com. 21 past the hour here. Let's see. So moments ago, Nancy Pelosi hands the gavel to Paul Ryan, and John Boehner goes to literally the back of the house, is recognized by incoming Speaker Paul Ryan, and then literally has just turned to leave the chamber. And let's see what Speaker Ryan has to say about it now.
Now I know how he felt. It's not until you hold this gavel, stand in this spot, look out and see all 435 members of this House as if all America is sitting right in front of you. It's not till then that you feel it. The weight of responsibility, the gravity of the moment. You know, as I stand here, I can't help but think of something Harry Truman once said. The day after Franklin Roosevelt died, Truman became president, and he told a group of reporters, "If you ever pray, pray for me now." When they told me yesterday what had happened, I felt like the moon, the stars, and all the planets had fallen on me. We should all feel that way. A lot is on our shoulders. So if you ever pray, let's pray for each other. Republicans for Democrats, and Democrats for Republicans.
That's a pretty cool way to begin his tenure as the Speaker of the House, and it brings everybody from the floor of the House to their feet as well. Interesting. All right, so that history's happening as we're cranking on the program here today, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about this UND situation that I alluded to at the beginning of the program. And I think we've talked enough about the vote for people to know that the idea was to get to five choices. Of course, there were a lot of shenanigans by the president and some of his picks on the various committees and his cherry-picking of the recommendations from the committees that we knew North Dakota was excluded purposely, right, as an option. The overwhelming choice of alumni and voters and everything along the way. So it starts with a controversy, but that ends, and they go with five names. Okay? And the five names are put up for a vote with the instructions, if none of these get a majority, we'll have a runoff between the top two. Well, the top one got 30%. That was Fighting Hawks. The next closest was 21%. That was Rough Riders. And the next closest to that was 100 or so votes below it of the 22,000 cast at 20%. And that was Nodax. Mysteriously, the rules changed, and they said, well, we're going to put all three up there because Nodax was close. But whatever one in the next round, which starts Monday, gets the most votes, wins. Those are the rules. And now, they're saying that's not the case, that if one of the three doesn't get 50%, there'll be a third runoff vote with the top two. You can't make this up. Meanwhile, a transcript of the hearing October 19th brought by LaVon Alberts, Rich Becker, and William LeCain, alumni and members of the Fighting Sioux tribe who sued to say, you know what, you've ignored our wishes. North Dakota should be included, and was brought to a courtroom in Fargo. The attorney on behalf of UND, who comes from the Attorney General's office, Niels Eberhardt, I think is how you say the name, one of the three attorneys from the Attorney General's office that represented UND, defending, arguing that the vote wasn't all that important. What they actually argued in court that what UND was doing, the vote, was merely UND's way of testing the waters for certain nicknames. And here's the actual quote from the legal proceeding. For lack of a better term, this is simply just a feeling out process for the university to see support for potential names. There hasn't been an official change, and that won't happen overnight. So, Now that leads all of us to wonder, well, what is this vote about? For crying out loud, is it a feeling out process to see what support is there for potential names? Now, UND is saying, what we said before stands. The nickname is going to be determined by vote. The process we're going through is to determine what the nickname is going to be. Of course, what that process is, this is such a bungled process, I can't even begin to tell you. So it brings me back to, why is this happening? This is happening because of poor leadership. This situation was badly mishandled. Bob Kelly has known about this situation from the day he walked on campus. In fact, when he's offered the job, they said, now you realize this was going to be an issue in your lap. Ah, I've done this before, no big deal. He couldn't have handled it any worse. And I would argue, shouldn't be handling it, especially since he's announced he's leaving January 15th, but that is a whole other show, as we say. But I say fix it going forward. I don't want to sit here and get in the mud on all the stuff that's happened. I want to talk about how do we fix this going forward? How do we move ahead? To me, if you have any feel for the great state of North Dakota and its institutions and its alumni, you don't do something like this. So I want somebody in that spot that cares enough about North Dakota, North Dakotans, and the alumni and students of the University of North Dakota to get it right. I think the only way you do that is with a North Dakotan. And we can define North Dakota in many different ways. I would argue someone that's worked here, lived here, you know, done well here, was born here, whatever. Give me a North Dakota connection. And then fine, they should have the gig. I think that's how we should hire the next president of UND, and for that matter, any leader in any vacancy, not only at the president's level, but probably the top, you know, 3-4 posts in higher ed. Is that crazy, or is that a good way to go? I'm telling you, I'm on this soapbox. I'm not getting off it, and I'm anxious to hear from our audience about it as well. South Dakota caller. Didn't watch the debate. Why? Tell us why.
Hi, I'm just calling in. I didn't watch the debate last night. I wasn't about to waste 2 hours of my time. If anybody knows that it wasn't going to be fair, it wasn't going to be nothing substantive. The media is just out to destroy the Republicans and trying to get Republicans to destroy other Republicans. I mean, it's nothing but a joke, just like that one caller said. You know, you got to do the research on your own. Pick the candidate you think is going to do the best job and go with it. You're not going to find out anything on these debates. That's my take. Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate your take very much. Welcome more on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. An event to celebrate freedom with a speaker that talks about the dangers of Islam is coming to Grand Forks next week. One of the organizers joins us to tell us about it next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday.
Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So little time. I'll get right to it. Number one, UND nickname. President Kelly is a buffoon and should resign immediately. Whole voting process has no credibility whatsoever, and it should be scrapped and started over. Number two, the debate last night. It was meant to see the candidates finally turn it around on those commie lib moderators. Number three, the federal budget. Representative Kramer should not have voted yes on the two-year budget. He really represents North Dakota. Number four, the freedom event in Grand Forks. It's about time someone speaks out on the dangers of Islam and Sharia law. I'm not sure if you heard about this, but two Muslim truck drivers were recently awarded $240,000 for being fired for refusing to deliver alcohol, which is what they were hired to do. What's worse is they were represented by the Obama administration lawyers. That's just crazy. So I guess it's okay for Muslims to refuse to deliver beer due to their religious beliefs. Yet a Christian bakery gets sued when they refuse to bake gay wedding cakes due to their religious beliefs. What is happening to this country? I'm so sick of this politically corrupt crap. Unfortunately, I think we have passed the point of no return, and all the damage Obama is doing to our country is irreversible. I hope I am wrong, but don't think so. Anyway, thanks. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, the key word in your answer there and your comment is hope, right? So I hope I'm wrong. I hope you're wrong, too, because if you're not, then what is there to have hope about? So I like our chances, but a lot of work to do, no question about it. Appreciate the call and appreciate your take on so many topics. You're right, so many topics, so little time. Story of our life here on What's on Your Mind. What will you pay if the EPA gets its way? I just want you to spend a little time pondering that question, because what the EPA is trying to do is take your electricity bill and have it skyrocket. We're not talking a $10 increase, a $20 increase. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars more for the power. Not to mention the grid becoming less reliable. That's exactly what will happen under their clean power plan, which really sticks it to North Dakota by demanding a 45% increase in a very short period of time. Or decrease, rather, in CO2. So if you want to learn the facts on all this, but most importantly, just find out how this is going to affect your pocketbook, there is a What Will You Pay widget on the SecureEnergyFuture.org website where you can determine that very thing. It's a little yellow box. Click the calculate button and figure it out. Okay? SecureEnergyFuture.org. 26 before 11. And we are going to tell you a little bit about that freedom event that the caller was just referencing that will be happening in Grand Forks next week, an event to celebrate freedom. What could be controversial about that? Well, one of the speakers is going to be speaking about the dangers of Islam. So therefore, it becomes controversial. Why? I don't know, because freedom includes speech, I think. But anyway, there also will be a presentation by a Grand Forks City Council member, Terry Bierke, one of those just unafraid, rock-solid conservatives on the city council up there in Grand Forks. Bill Elke is the general manager of your QFM. It is a radio station that has been organizing the Celebrate Freedom event and have done previous events that have been controversial, drawing protests, and so we just wanted to let folks know what was happening and get on top of that. Bill, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I am good, Scott. It's an honor to be on your show. Absolutely. It's an exciting event coming up next week.
So, yeah, for folks that didn't follow this the first time, it was controversial because of Usama Dakdak. Is that how you say his name?
Correct. Yeah, that's kind of how this all got started, I guess you could say. Although I do think there was a movement, especially on the UND campus, when it comes to issues like diversity and tolerance. But then when Usama Dakdak came to town, then people really got worked up, this group for, you know, diversity and inclusion and all of that. And there was 150 protesters outside, and they were told that he is about hate speech. And that's just not true. But they really didn't bother to hear that. None of them came in to hear him speak. We had a good crowd that first night. I think that was back in March. Came back a second time. And that's when City Council member Brett Weber, who is a UND professor, got really upset. And there was threats against the Empire Arts Theater that, boy, you should never host him again, or UND will pull out as far as their art studio area there. They were going to have, they were saying things like he should never be allowed back in our community. And, you know, that's definitely a threat against free speech. And still none of them had taken the time to hear what he has to say regarding Islam and Muslims. And we won't get into that unless we have time. But then what happened was Terry Bierke, and you know Terry, Scott, right? He's a great guy.
He is, I would call him unafraid, rock-solid conservative member of the Grand Forks City Council, a longtime public servant there, and just is, you know exactly where he stands, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. He called me and he said, last year the city council had voted themselves pay raises. I voted against it, but it still passed. So I publicly vowed to use that excess money for important things in our community. So this right now I want to use that excess money to host an event that champions freedom in Grand Forks. Will you help me? And we said, of course we will. And he said, one of the things I want to happen is I want somebody to speak about free speech, and I want Usama Dakdak to come back one more time and talk about freedom within Islam. And, you know, is Sharia compatible to the Constitution and things like that? So it's going to be fascinating. Well, then I told Terry, you need to be the one to talk about free speech because he's so well-spoken, and he needed to pray about it, he said. And a couple of days later, he said, you're right. I'm going to do it. So Terry is speaking for about 20 minutes. Mr. Dakdak will speak for about an hour. There's going to be a Q&A at the end. We've got a brass band playing some awesome patriotic music and Christian tunes leading up to the event. We're going to pack it out, Scott. The sad part is and he did specifically want to do it again at the Empire because of, you know, some of the discussions that were held, that, you know, kind of the threats against them. So he said, I want to do it there again. The problem is it only seats 400 people. And Scott, we're going to pack that thing. And we just encourage people to come early to get a seat because it's a night you're not going to want to miss.
He is quoted in a Grand Forks Herald story here from a couple of weeks ago saying, this is now we're in a debate on liberty in this town, meaning Grand Forks. Clearly, I have different opinions than some others, but I believe it is only my privilege and not only my right, but my duty as an American citizen to defend liberty at all costs. So what is this debate on liberty? What's going on there?
Well, Monday night, there was a big debate right at the Grand Forks City Council. There is this group that North Dakotans for Diversity and Tolerance, I might have the name just slightly wrong, but they want to have the city council create a commission right within city government that would have to do with assuring there's always diversity and tolerance within the community. Well, Terry is very much opposed to that. He doesn't feel it is needed whatsoever. And it turns out that this group, you know how it is, Scott, whenever you hear people saying, oh, we need tolerance, they tend to be the ones that are the most intolerant. And one of our employees, as a matter of fact, had tried to join their Facebook group. She wanted to learn more about what they were doing, but because her name had been attached to Mr. Dakdok's visit, they would not allow her to join their group. Now, that's not very inclusive, as a matter of fact. And then the second time that Mr. Dakdok came to town and they knew that we were promoting it as a radio station, they started to call our advertisers and tell them that they should stop advertising on our station. That's not very tolerant either. So it's just interesting how that works. And there's red flags everywhere. Terry just said this really cannot happen in Grand Forks. So there was a big debate. I'm sure you could see some stories in the Grand Forks Herald, although sometimes I wonder which way they lean. You probably know more about that, Scott, than I do, but I'm not so sure it's always fair reporting when it comes to some of these newspapers.
Well, yeah, no, that's not a newsflash. It is, there's just an inherent bias in most of them, and it's buyer beware, or, you know, reader beware. David, San Francisco, question for our guest, Phil Elke, on this Freedom event coming up in Grand Forks next week.
Yeah, I believe in freedom of speech, but there was the old idea of shouting fire in a theater. And if I remember right, the Supreme Court ruling recently about Citizens United says that the rich guy can buy freedom of speech, and the poor guys just got to listen to it and watch it. So when I think about, you know, I take it this guy that hates Muslims, and you're trying to set him up as some
where in anything we've said here suggests this speaker coming in hates Muslims?
Well, isn't that what the whole point of his lectures are about?
Have you heard him?
Absolutely not.
Well, I was raised to understand that, first of all, the Jews were trying to escape slavery, right? And they got out of Egypt, and their whole religion was kind of based on the idea that they don't have to fall for some old pharaoh telling them that they can't get to heaven without being buried in a tomb with the king.
David, is there a question somewhere here for Phil? That was the screener said you had a question for Phil.
Well, whether this guy understands that Muslims and Christians and Jews are all talking about the same Yahweh.
That would not be correct, as a matter of fact.
And the other thing is, was there any hate from this fella from the stage or any of his comments?
In fact, one of the first things you'll hear him say is he has a deep love for Muslim people. And he'll say they are the first ones that are deceived by Islam. And I know we don't have time to get into all the details about Islam, but the people of, you know, Muslim people that study the Quran. The Quran is not the same as the Bible. It describes a God that is not the God of the Bible. They don't believe that Jesus Christ, for example, is the Son of God, and they don't believe in a triune God and things like that. It's something that was conjured up with Muhammad 1,400 years ago. If you really study the Quran, it's really kind of a disaster from beginning to end.
Here's what I don't understand on criticism and stuff like this.
So,
you go to a guy like this, it isn't like you get some sort of, a little skull cap, and then you leave there brainwashed. You go there and hear somebody who has an opinion you can agree or disagree with. It's America. I think that's the point of the event. So
absolutely.
Yeah, John and Grand Forks is a question, too. We're going to get him in on the other side of the break. Hang tight, Phil. We'll get to you in just a moment here. Phil Elke with us talking about an event. November 3rd, Empire Arts Center celebrating freedom in Grand Forks. More after this time out. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webger, and his team there at Hot Springs Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too. And that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs. And again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Before the top of the hour, final segment of the Thursday edition, What's on Your Mind, Halloween edition tomorrow, live from the Vision Bank, 3025th Street South in Fargo. If you come in, we'll have a free, I repeat, free Widmann's Candy Caramel Apple for you. And I challenge you to find a better one on the planet Earth. It's that good. Maybe your grandma's, but not one you can buy from a store. Fabulous. We'll be doing that tomorrow. Come on by and say hello. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. If you're out for lunch today near Bonanza there, just go across Maine and you'll find the good folks at High Plains Apache. And you're going to see some 2016 models. They'll have you saying, man alive. Would next year be better with that baby in the yard? Exactly right. The thing about an Apache sprayer, it is, you're in the field when your neighbors are not. But that light footprint, it just works. And also, the warranty is the best in the biz. Fantastic. Less downtime. It works. High resale value. I could go on and on. It's what all the growers say about these things. Right now, they have some 2015s at great discounts. Some low-interest financing. And if you need a part for your Apache sprayer or any sprayer, anything in the ag application world, they have it. Chances are 50,000 parts on hand. High Plains Apache, Mandan across from Bonanza, as I mentioned. Also, south of Fargo Exit 60. I'm Scott and Todd sent you. Phil Elke is with us, part of the group of folks organizing an event celebrating freedom next week in Grand Forks that's controversial. Yeah, I know. Since when did freedom become controversial? But when you have entities like the North Dakotans for Diversity and Compassion and a number of politically correct champions on a campus at the University of North Dakota, these freedom events quickly become controversial. It's unbelievable. But we ought to thank them because they get more attention because of their really ridiculous opposition to this stuff. John in Grand Forks for Phil Elke. Go ahead. You're up.
I'll try to make it quick here. Actually, there's three things going on in the Grand Forks area that have two common threats. You've got a teacher in East Grand Forks. You've got this diversity commission, you know, meeting at City Hall. And you have UND trying to pick a nickname. And the two common threads are, all three ones are, somebody was offended, and number two, all of it's being driven by academics who think they're the smartest people in the room, making their living off from private sector tax dollars. That's my comment.
He's 100% correct, Scott. Absolutely. And I was reading something from the American Center of Law and Justice. You know those folks. And you know, when it comes to liberals and the intellectual, you know, college professor types, they just feel they have to appear tolerant at all costs, even to the point of tolerating an intolerant ideology. You know, to these folks, these college professor types and liberal politicians, intolerance is an intellectual mark of shame if they get labeled, oh, you're intolerant. But Scott, there's things that we need to be intolerant of. There is such a thing as good and evil in this world. And before I wrap up, there's a very important verse in Scripture, Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We're so distracted as Americans, chasing the dollar, watching the stupid television, all these sorts of things. What we really need to be doing is educating ourselves on what's happening in our world. We need to certainly be solid in our faith so that when we speak to someone who doesn't know Christ, whether it's a Muslim person or anyone that's lost, we know what to say. We know from Scripture what God would have us say. But also we need to know what else is happening. We need to know Islam. There's no question there's a rise of Islam, certainly in the world and right here in our country.
That's why I'm appalled that people are, you know, suggesting somehow going and hearing one person's opinion and information and saying, do I want to trust this? Do I want to believe it? Do I want to do a little more research on it? What do I want to do with it? I'm going to process it. It's somehow that's bad. That is dangerous. That's really dangerous to say that's bad and ought to be protested. It's crazy. Mike in Perham, last comment here we have time for our guest Phil Elke. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Elke, should ask some of these people, do they know what an apostate is? Do they realize that in Sharia law, if you try to leave Islam, you're dead? If you're a woman, you are dead. They'll find you and kill you. These people don't understand what Sharia law is and how incredibly dangerous it is. And Scott or Mr. Elke, if one of you so much as defamed Muhammad, they're going to come looking for you, and they don't want to shake your hand. They want to kill you because you are considered an apostate. These academics don't realize how incredibly, unpredictably dangerous this can be. They just sit there and think, well, everything's all right because I'm protesting this. I'm right, and you're wrong.
Yeah, that's popular in the academic community, that's for sure. Is that arrogance? Yeah. Very well said.
It is dangerous, and we must be educated. That is for sure. Scott, I appreciate the time of being on and getting the word out. Come. It's Tuesday, November 3rd, Empire Arts Theater. Come early. Doors are going to open at 6 o'clock.
What does that place hold, Empire Arts Center?
Just over 400, about 410.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's why it's good advice to come early. November 3rd, Empire Arts Center. Is there no cost?
No cost at all. And by the way, there's going to be a lot of really good information there on a variety of topics. In fact, our very good friend, yours and mine both, Generous Jerry, he's going to have free copies of the Constitution and the Declaration for everyone who comes. How about
There's
that?
Something everybody should read, too. Phil Elke, thank you very much. Good luck with the event on Tuesday. We're out of time, folks. God bless you one and all. See you tomorrow.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.